And I think this is just in DC dating, dare I say.
I
I
think we
feel
should
like.
just get a rating system. That's what the app needs to be. Like, everyone take a psyche eval and then get a rating, like a Uber rating. Everyone should have like a star. Like, you know what? You're a little crazy. You're a little bit doing too much. And then you can choose as a toxic person or a healed person, like, which kind of guy I want to deal with? The one over here or the one that's good for me? I think we should all take a test. Wait, didn't you
That
just
has
get out of therapy?
yeah, I just got out of therapy, y'all. It's been a long day. Today's been just an emotionally draining day. But I had an epiphany. I think I dare I say I had my first epiphany in therapy
You need
today.
to go to Tiffany's?
Cause I had an epiphany, yes. Yes. And
Describe
so
this moment for me. I want to know what breakthrough you had, and because
ooh.
I want to see if I'm seeing it.
So I had a moment where I realized that I am a person because I grew up very overweight, and I was bullied for being overweight. That there was a lot of feelings I had attached to that as a child, like being ugly, unlovable, all those things. And then me as an adult who has grown up to be standing.
Unlovable and oh, just
Well,
kidding.
I guess there's a reason why it haunts me. But now that I have allowed myself to see myself who I am and see myself as attractive and realize the things that made me feel unattractive were just other voices. And the person that stands here, makes decisions, is confident, is well spoken, is smart. But I, for the longest time, to I felt like I needed to distance myself from that child to be all those things. And
Oh. Oh. Oh my God, that made me tear up.
oh
Oh
my God. I did cry. I did cry a lot when I said
my
that. Just because I yeah, for the longest time I felt like I, to be all those things you can't be that. And then today I had a moment where I told that young child that I'm acknowledging that I'm letting, the dumbest things get me down, and like I'm not respecting myself all the way sometimes, and I'm not showing up for myself in all the ways. And I had to realize that that child is has been looking out for me this entire time, and I've just, because of ignoring him, I haven't been being as showing up as honestly as I needed to in relationships, and like putting up with boys that just to say, just to have one, just to really have one, just to
Okay.
just to get a text here and there. But really, when it comes down to it, it's just like shallow, and it's I have a new scaling system. I'm like, girl, there's green zone guys where you can really feel co like comfortable with them, and then people are gonna give you mid energy when they already have like barely anything to give where they're at right now. And
Oops.
so you have to just like take yourself out of it and be like, that's a yellow zoner. If you get that mid energy, that is like, you get to decide now if you're gonna go or you're gonna stop. And then acknowledge, like, again, that's where the young Rafi is gonna come in and be like, do, 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 do. So I think that's something that I'm starting to navigate, because I'm like, oh, dating, to not to personalize it, like I tried to go into like the, oh, this is all cool, this is like all like fine, this is all normal, but then like you
You were
really look at it.
normalizing the negativity, the feelings, the drama, the toxicity. What were you saying was cool?
The just like, oh, the fact that it was like mid texting, and I don't, and I'm a person that doesn't even like to text, so please stop texting me. I am more interested in
Snapchats of dick pictures. I know. I know. But
actually, but no, I definitely am like someone that I like quality time. I like show me that you want to spend time with me. Don't just try to sleep with me. And that, right now, that's just the economy. It's
the
just the
economy is
economy.
crazy.
The economy is the sex econ the dating economy is so in a recession. Why does everyone just want to fuck? I'm so confused. I'm
What
so.
happened to that? That's a good American value, right?
Oh,
That's
I
what y'all
mean, I
wanted.
love to fuck, but like,
I like to make love. It's a little different.
y'all don't have to like just be transparent about it then. Just be transparent. Just be like, okay, I am trying to fuck. And then let me have a decision. Okay, then why are you trying to fuck? Like what is the tea?
Why are you trying to fuck? What do you mean? I'm hot, you're hot, let's fuck. I'm confused.
We again, there's green zoners. Might I add, there are green zoners, and I've had ex like, I feel like I've had green zoners, and then I haven't taken the green zoners because I was like, ooh, too good, too good. But I've had green zoners where I'm like, the vibe was good, I was picking up speed, but then I was like, oh, I gotta run, or like, oh yeah, you have a great night, and I run away because I'm like, oh, it's too good, that was too real, so I
Oh
need
my
to.
gosh, I couldn't imagine. I think what's best for me is just, I think I deserve the best constantly.
Obviously, which is
And
fine.
yeah, oh yeah. The child in me, my little child, my little Nunu, they want the best too. It's interesting. I'm so interested in that, how you parent your inner child. That's a really good, deep question you kind of brought up there.
How would you say you parent your inner child?
I don't think my inner child leads me too far. I definitely think it's like right over here. I definitely think it's definitely put in place though. I think I'm a strict mommy. But I do think it's really close to me because I do think I'm still very like silly and creative and I just like doing, you know, what I want. And I am not afraid to be bratty or selfish or anything that fulfills me. I feel like I'm always chasing being happy or making sure I'm comfortable, which is something I've learned that people don't do in this world. And that's a interesting mindset for me to absorb because I'm again my mindset is always about like making sure I'm like the happiest constantly. Like I want it all. And maybe because I'm an Aries moon, it was Aries season, but I'm like, I'm gonna order it. I don't care if it's impulse. I'm gonna make sure I'm happy. I'm gonna make sure I feel good all the time as much as possible. I just have such an aversion to the negativity, I think. And that's probably some deep-rooted issue in itself. I just hate it.
I think it's, I mean, I see, I feel like when I say someone who's like connected to their inner child, I do see you in a way that's more than just the bratty, because you are always just such a personality when you host. You like to just have those skits. And I feel like sometimes, and why our relationship works so well is because you kind of act out what it's like to have a sibling. And you just like
As I'm
to.
told, so I'm told.
But I love it because it's you are Angelica. You're Angelica and Tommy we're siblings. I feel
Angelica
like this,
pickles, yeah.
you are Angelica
And
Pickles.
was this your segue to the Quiet On Set, a documentary at
Oh my
Nickelodeon,
God. I mean,
bringing up Angelica?
it
That kind
left me a little speechless. Nunu said it changed her life.
It definitely did. So we're talking about the quiet on set, the dark side behind reality kids television or something on streaming on HBO Max. Of course, it features a lot of the expose on creator Dan Schneider, on molester, serial molester, Brian Peck, and then, of course, how that affected Amanda Bynes, Drake Bell, real interviews from these people and a lot of the cast members from all of that and other shows at the time. And it was powerful and it changed my life because, again, I was a Nickelodeon girly. I was really there for that era. I was there for all the premieres, Amanda. I mean, all that, Kenan, everything. I was watching it with my family, so we were just shocked to kind of know all that was going on because it was such a real part of like my family life. Speaking of inner children, like that's memories I remember watching those programming. Like that was a really, I watched that constantly. Even when we got Paramount Plus or streaming or anything in COVID, like I remember I was like, let's watch the Amanda Show. Let's watch all these things because these are my favorite part of my childhood, but it is not so much anymore.
I mean, yes. I mean, we all remember the watching like when Amanda joined the cast, and then when Jamie Lynn Spears joined the cast, and the skits that they had, and to find out that A, Amanda Bynes had like a sinister relationship with this man, which we all knew Dan Schneider was a weirdo, but like to the extent of what this documentary brought out was deeply concerning. And it almost felt like a sex ring. Wherever you were when you found out the list of whoever was on Jeffrey Epstein's personal flights, and it was like people like Bill Clinton and all these other famous people,
It was just like,
that's what it felt like, you know?
why it impacted America so much, to be honest, is because of the Drake Bell aspect. I think we're so used to having, just women being abused or being in these kind of situations that it's become a little more desensitized. But having a male who is younger, he is only a few years younger, older than Rafi, and someone who, as a white man too, like that all plays into it and like how big and impactful it is. And this was happening to him during the height of his career, and he barely remembers it because he was being assaulted during the whole time. And I think that's what really drove it, because you have this white male, young white male saying, yeah, I was for years. And we saw the files and we saw the weird gagginess of it all.
Because we it's something like, you know, I hate to say it like this, but you know when like, oh, I just never thought it would happen to you, like when you hear Drake Bell, like, you know, he was always like also like the poster boy of Nickelodeon. And so to think that like behind that success, behind that, like what we idolized him for, I mean, I was in the movie
No, I'm gonna
theater.
say let's stop it here. I want y'all to know we're real people, and as when we're talking about Drake Bell, let's not act like we as a society we're just like, oh yeah, Drake is so amazing. It was weird. We did not know what was going on. We saw a downfall.
Yeah.
We saw the him talking to minors, even though nothing happened with them. I think he still talked to them. I remember him fleeing to Mexico on the DUIs, the bankruptcy, like all that. That's what we know of. And
Oh
then to
no,
have,
he was definitely
and
at, but
then
finding
to
out the
have this
backstory.
documentary just kind of knock it all away, like, oh, this is a symptom of, and I love it from a psychological view because that's what trauma is. Like, that's how it presents. Like, people do things for a reason.
Oh, 100%. So I mean, yeah, it kind of that, but we never, you know, it's easy to say, oh, that was family. We didn't know it was caused on the set, and like the man who was doing it was on screen with him. That's like so horrifying. And then like to find out that that same man went to other shows with other people that were on the same set, was also crazy. So
Yeah, he.
it makes it feel like a sex ring, like a just like it makes it feel like it was intentional and like Hollywood has like a goal in it, but
Like I was
yeah,
saying, the
Nickelodeon,
reactions were just so weird,
yeah.
from jokes to silence to, condemning Drake Bell, from praising Drake Bell to all these crazy things. And you know what even prompted Amanda Bynes, who was posting on TikTok, to delete her TikTok again.
She deleted it recently?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So it's just a lot. I mean, having Ariana Grande put a foot in her mouth, too much.
What do you think she's going through right now?
I know she was gay. If I had just released my album, bitch, if
Yeah,
I had just released my album and these motherfuckers said,
I
girl, the first shot is essentially Ariana putting her foot in her mouth. I would have
Oh.
bagged booze.
Who the producers felt a little pointed
They're
with
like, fuck her.
that
She
one.
didn't agree to the interview.
Yeah.
It was
Because
actually crazy.
Yes, I was like that's re-traumatizing her right there and there. Ooh, it's definitely brought a shiver down my spine, and it like, oh my God, like I don't want to say where are the parents, but where were all the parents? Where was, did no parents just look at what we were watching and be like, Jesus Christ?
I
I
mean, but
guess it was
again,
just so
I
like it
didn't
was
know.
moments, right? It was moments of the show, not the overarching show.
Again, I wouldn't have known what a glory hole was or a cum shot was at a 7 or 8. So like I wouldn't have gotten the joke. You know what I mean?
But
And that was the point because you weren't supposed to get it. That's why it was funny for children to watch it. And that's what's so sick about it.
it's very sinister. And then like everyone's talking about how like I wonder what Disney was holding, what they're hiding behind the veil. And I don't even, I
You
couldn't
know
even
what? I'm not
imagine.
sure. I feel like, I mean, I'm not defending Disney, but I just, because there was an era where we were like, what's going on with all these people, right? And Disney, Selena, Demi, Miley, Raven, they all had an era of questionable, erratic behavior.
I mean, I think Miley was. I mean, I think Miley's has. I mean, I don't. I love Miley Cyrus. She's in her glow up. She looks great. But yeah, I don't know where her life. She could still be in a downturn. Her parents are. I don't want to say her parents. I don't want to talk about nobody's parents.
Ooh.
But I mean, she knows her. She knows her dad. And
So do these girls too.
so like I think that her like. But mostly, you see Selena. Demi, all these things. It's almost like the perception was their home life. If you notice, like Demi's life was her home life. Selena's had a hard home life. Miley's had a hard, quote unquote, home life. So all these girls had, quote unquote, hard home lives, and that's why they struggled. It wasn't because of their employment as a child, you know, and the pressure of everything.
Always the pressures, always Hollywood. And again, I couldn't imagine. I cannot
I
imagine.
wonder what's in that Disney NDA. Like, what is in it?
Oh my God, what's her name? Annalise Vanderpaal keeps posting about the Disney NDA, and she's actually
The
garnered a
fact that it
lot.
still has her in lock is crazy.
Okay, no. First of all, that's not act like she didn't go back for Raven's House 6 seasons and it restarted, honey. Has
Oh,
she not
and that
taken
show's
that
still
money?
on? Is
Has
that
she
show
not
still
taken that
on?
money? It was on for 6 seasons. So, has she not taken that money, we wouldn't be here. But all the girls want to do what they want to do and then get mad. It can't be both. It can't be both, girl.
I mean, money's money, and so I think Hollywood's such a dark place, and I feel
It
like.
is. And the aging out we saw a lot of in that documentary and how they throw you away and there's always someone younger and it's interesting, but they don't make child stars like they used to. Isn't JoJo Siwa the last great child star?
I mean, I'm okay with child stars kind of going away. Well, I mean, I think why are kids needing to watch kids on TV? I think just keep give them
Oh, whoa,
animation.
now,
No,
okay.
no, no, no. But I'm saying animation, and then like, you
Now,
know.
in children too. That's why all that was so powerful because we got to see people like us talk to them.
100%, yes, but it has to be like strictly regulated. Like it can't just be a, like because this one show is doing it. It has to be like okay, across the board, we have to really see how kids are being like, you know, like how we're like employing kids.
News flash, kids, parents don't care about kids anymore, honey. You're letting them watch,
The
all the
kid,
reality TV show,
the
all the
parents of
stuff
the
they
kids
want.
don't, the parents of the kids
They
will. Don't care about their kids.
at all, not anymore.
Remember that one mom was like, "Oh, when I found out about the molestation, I was like, should I go to the police? But I don't want them to think I'm a bad mom." Girl,
Jail
well,
time.
ding, dale, ding, 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 girl.
I was like, well, the abuse still happened.
So I just, I don't know. I just, so would you still sign that contract though? That Disney Channel, that Nickelodeon contract?
After everything that's been going on, what did Nancy Classified Cast say? Not on my set. No. You know why? Because you know, I mean, there's always the optimistic side that's like, you know what? I could be the difference. I could be the change. I can be. Oh.
I mean, I don't believe I'm the difference either, girl. I don't think any of us are the change of. It's clear to see that, you know, the it's a scary place. I think it's almost like you're risking your life in Hollywood because there's powerful people so much around you that, like, you know.
Yeah, but you know, you could be the change. You could be the person that, you know, is that voice and that representation. Representation, I feel like, also matters. I feel like why I look up to Zendaya so much is because of how much she went through and controversy and people talking about her. That's not a, for her to be this level. And same thing with Beyonce. You know, there's just something about someone persevering through, you know, the hardships to get to a next level of fame that people only hope to achieve.
But then you also like get the other side of fame where like it is probably crushing for some of them, and it is probably like a lot of pressure that no one wants to talk about. And so I'm just trying to question overall like Hollywood and how like it's there's a reason why people in Hollywood don't speak up. There's a reason why. And I think it's a little bit more beyond than just money and like power and fame. And it's I think it's a level of also like fear. Like you don't want to step on very like important people's toes, you know? It's just a lot of like walking on eggshells kind of vibe, it seems like.
I mean, that's how it is in all our businesses, right?
But no one's watching our businesses. Like no
Right.
one's on, you know, you're not on a like necessarily
I
like an
mean, at the end of the
international
day, if you're a
stage.
talent, you know, you're expendable. Talent is expendable. The people making the money are directors and producers, they, you know, heads of networks, not.
That's what this pointed out. Like the money is not with the actors. The money is with the producers and the like the money the produ like the execs in the film industry.
So, I mean, it's just signing up for. It's weird. It's not like minimum wage. It's like minimum wage on screen. Like that type of work. Not like anything wrong with that, but like that type, because you're just kind of working until you get to some
And they
break. And
know
that's.
that it's a it is a business and it is a business based off of hopes and dreams and not actual economy, which is a lot like here in DC. I realize that when it comes to arts, there are national boards just saying like, oh yeah, artists don't have to get paid, which enables businesses to not pay the artists.
And I
Like,
need to get paid.
what's the point of having like DC arts boards and all these like committees and if they're not going into the bars and getting the queer performers out there and making sure they have proper equity. And it's not just theater performers, it's not just musicians, it's not just music teachers, it's performance arts and there's so many more extended things that's not being covered. Lighting arts, like there's no investments in lighting. And like DJ, you know, these platforms out here. I just think that there's no people just say, oh, we'll give you a gig so people see where you're at, girl. And I'm like, that doesn't pay the rent at all. Pay us.
You know, and I saw videos like that as well, saying, you know, there's so much creativity in this world and is spent doing none of that because of the economy and this, you know, need to always hustle and grind. And we can have a much more beautiful world. But we are too busy worrying about the beautiful and ever-loving Stumpy. Are you a Stumpy? Are you a Stumpy fan?
To be quite honest, I didn't really know of Stumpy before. I think they just didn't it just cut down.
I don't know. I have never heard of, you know, I've lived in the city for decades, right? And I have never heard of this
In dog
man.
years,
Yeah, I've
because you're
never.
only, I mean, you're only 15, so like, if speaking of child stars, is Nunu Paris a child star?
You know why? My 4 year anniversary, my drag anniversary was this month, and we didn't even celebrate Boots. Because I
Oh my
started March
God.
2020. It's like probably like the first or second day of March is when I started like posting and saying I'm a drag queen and I am doing drag.
Oh my God, we should throw you a party.
Oh my God, 4 years of drag, 4 years of Nunu. It was really feel like two because two of those were in the pandemic, so I don't
Oh my
know
God, if you
if they count.
threw a Nunu's birthday party and had all your friends and loved ones come, I think people would definitely come.
You know what? I'm sure they'll come, and that party is going to be March, May 25th at El Rey for our year anniversary
Let
of
me see
Reggaeton
every time,
brunch,
bro.
and my 27th birthday. Get excited!
100%. May is gonna be crazy. But yeah, I think Child Stars, my heart goes up. But also, let's be clear, I was also a Child Star, right? You know who's Child Stars? Latino kids helping their kids, helping their dads mow lawns. Okay, that's a Child Star.
I thought you were gonna talk about your extra in that one movie.
Oh, I mean, I could get into it. Okay, honey. I was a
Rafi
multifaceted child star. Okay.
was in a film with
By
who was
day,
her? Who was
in
she?
the morning at 5 a.m., we were going to cut grasses and hedges. At night, we were going to be in movies. I was in a movie in Netflix back in the day. They probably took it off. But the fifth quarter, I feel like I've talked about this on the podcast before. So if you've listened
I
to the
don't
podcast for
remember
a long
it,
time,
so clearly
but
you haven't talked about it.
Nunu doesn't care that I am a film star. I have a freaking accolade. I was in a movie
Do you have
with
IMDb
Andy.
page?
I was in a movie with Andy McDowell. Okay,
Andie
like
McDowell, yes, my
yes, and
sister.
Ryan. I want to say Brian Merriman. Ryan Merriman, the guy from The Luck of the Irish. Not to be confused with Ryan Dorman, the guy that was in the Nickelodeon thing or whatever his
Okay,
name is.
wait. So you were a film star.
I was a kid star. You know what? And I got, you know what? I was paid as a 16-year-old a Blimpie Subway card that, or a Blimpie's sandwich card. That's what the payment was. So, no
You
shade.
said, I'll go.
I did eat it, okay? And I got,
Idiot.
and they
Idiot.
did give me a free bag of chips because they knew that
Period.
was not enough food. So I again, I took it because again, you just take it, right, as a child star. But I wish I had an
I'm a
advocate.
child star.
I am a child star, but I'm having my
I'm a
resurgence
child
now.
star. Wait, you were a child star. This was really gonna be the
I was in an agency, John Casablanca. Look it up. It's not a business anymore.
episode. You made it up. It was your business.
No, John Casablanca. Look it up, John
Who
Casablanca.
would name a business John
I'm looking
Casablanca
it up right.
other than a child?
Wait, wait. You
Yeah.
wait. Is John Casablanca not a real thing? Oh
On the
my God, John
metro.
Casablanca Center, Mooresville. Okay, so acting is an acting studio. And Carrie is still taking, but okay, it's literally just an acting school, modeling school. They had to clear that up. It's not really an agency. It's literally a school that they teach you how to act. Nothing really.
So
It
we're
was
gonna go back there
manipulation.
and say, did you know you have a your famous child star, Rafi Manzar, is here taking over our nation's capital? And we're gonna put your photo. We're gonna go back. So stay tuned. For the season finale, if we didn't do it, where we go back to where it all began for Rafi.
I mean, I could really go back because now in hindsight, they were manipulative in how they try to recruit. I feel like they took every kid, but they'd have to give me proof that they don't take every kid. But they took me, and but I was bullied by people in my family. They told me that, oh, like no one's gonna want to book you. Like, look at you, da 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 da. And so I never completed the acting school. But also, the acting school was not that great, though.
But
No
look at
shade.
you now.
No shade. It was not that great.
Was that your
But
biggest child star moment? And as a child, I have certain child star moments if we're d loosely defining it.
I mean, no, I feel like it's tight over here, but no, you are a child star now. I know that. But
Yeah.
how long have you been a child star? But my question is,
You
Susan
know, as
Temple.
on in my other life as a child, you know, I was a theater girly.
Oh, I mean, you were in how many plays? Like, oh yeah, you were community theater.
My mom was in community theater. I was there with her, so then, of course I was in a child star because I was near the theater.
But you.
I was in two plays in elementary school.
Okay, which ones?
One where I was a narrator for a Christmas story about a really sad jingle bell that was lost.
Oh.
And I wasn't, but I played the elephant. Oh wait, actually it's three elephant trees. The second one was the elephant, yes. In
Okay,
my
what was the what was the
I don't know. I still remember my one
middle
line, which was "You need to stop and smell the roses." I don't know why that stuck with me. Literally, another child star moment. And
one?
then the
They,
third.
why did we all get traumatized in theater? Why an elephant? Why would you tell a child you're an elephant? That's not
No, we
fun.
were jungle animals, so everywhere was a different animal. I just got assigned the elephant. Not that I gave elephant as a child, but you know, luck of the
How did you
draw.
feel though as being a kid playing an elephant?
I'm just focused on delivering my line. I'm a hard worker. It's not about the
Did
part. It's about really delivering. That's what I believe in, truly.
you
And that's how I do my
get
drag. Like, I don't care who's done what. I'm going there, and I'm that girl regardless. And then
Yes.
my third was we had a Motown review.
Okay, and you were the wife?
Of Motown.
Like, isn't that like a style of music?
Yeah, I was Michael Jackson.
Oh, you danced?
Yeah, so there was a Jackson 5. I was cast as Michael, and then there was like the other boys. I was
Oh,
Michael
you got
Jackson.
a big, you got the lead.
Yeah, boots.
Okay.
And
Did you have to audition?
no, I don't know how I got chosen. I guess I was just a favorite. I really have no idea. They're like, "You're gonna be Michael." And I was like,
And did you want to be the lead, or were you like more like, oh, I just want to be in it?
I don't know. I just did things. I'm definitely that girl now. You can definitely see again my closest to my inner child. I feel like the new Paris and my same girl. Like I just be doing things. Like, what's your goal? I don't know. I just go out. Raffy want me to do this. I'm going out. Someone said you want to be this? Sure. Why not? I feel like if I take an opportunity, I would just do it. I think, you know, going back to child stars and everything, that's why it was so hurtful. Because that's what you do, especially if you're a parent or just, you know, a kid, you want to be out there. You want to be an opportunity. You just want to do something and you hope it works out. Would you put your children in Hollywood?
I would definitely like invest in their childhood stardom. My nephew is currently
Oh yeah.
in theater right now, and he's doing so good. And he reached out to me for acting questions, and I was like very like honored. He's such a
From the esteemed
character
graduate
to
of the
play,
John Casablanca
and
Talent Agency. I love
he's so creative and he's so fun. So I definitely would invest in everything for my child to have that drive to do that one day if he wanted, if they wanted to. But if it was like as a child, no. And but if my kid, let's say they wanted like to do auditions or like da da da. I think that's a hard one, right? You don't want to like be that moment because that could really crush a child. So that'd be hard to navigate for sure.
You know, I definitely would say yes, put them in there, honey. I don't know. I just feel like the opportunity to make money.
I'm so glad you don't want a child anymore.
I
It's okay, y'all. She's
mean,
not, it's okay. She doesn't want children, so this is not
who
important.
said that? It's not even that. I'm not even, I mean, I'm like half joking. I just feel like if my child had it, I would, if they wanted it, I would just have to make sure there were safeguards, protections, therapy constantly from like baby on. And then just do that. But I would still definitely do it because I mean, again, I do think it sets up. When I think of, when I say the money, I think about the families. I think about the Kardashians or even like the Knowles or all these families that, you know, once they get in, they are able to create this like empire. So I don't think it's
But what's
negative to try to
behind
want that.
what you don't think that the Kardashians, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, all these people sold something to get to where they are?
I mean, you're
Like
sacrificing, absolutely. Just
there's
like
a
she says in
huge
16 Carriages,
sacrifice.
as she says in her debut country album, 16, I mean, Cowboy Carter out now, stream right now on Tidal,
Oh, so
Apple
good.
Music,
I was just listening to it. I mean,
Spotify.
I fuck, man.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
As she says in 16 Carriages, you know, she sacrificed. She had to you know, put those childhood problems away at an early age. I mean, you're all sacrificing. I'm not gonna sit here at like you're not gonna you're losing something. That's kind of the gamble, but you can't. That's just life. You can't get one without the other. It just, and I think that she obviously regrets some things, or you know, looks back in certain things in a solemn way. But I think it's worth it in the end, comparative to what she got and what she's able to do now. I just think you're trading off, you know.
Yeah, it's a human being. That's a life in general, and everything's a trade. And what you realize is life is not meant to be perfect. And unfortunately, it's just the older you get. I don't know if, especially, I don't know how you feel, but the older you get, you look around and you're like, is this the world the adults were living in? Like, this is what y'all came up with?
No, I don't think that's the world adults were living in. I think that our parents and those before them had a very easier time. I think houses cost $100 back then, and degrees cost 50 cents.
Like,
And
they were living like we were not gonna outpopulate people.
right, it's weird. You know, they lived in a very like, oh my God, we still have to, you know, be fruitful and multiply and do all these things, and now we have all of it, and now no one can afford it, and it's like super lame. So I don't think it's the world they're living in. They had an easier world. They could go out and about and not have people email them and text them and call them and worry them about things on at work, off work, around work. I mean, they had freedom.
I mean, would you, okay, if that's the gamble, that's the ethics question of the day. Would you trade to be like,
Hell no.
right? Because like imagine being gay at that time. I mean, it was hard. It was hard.
It was harder, but I'm some part of it was must have been like so fun. Like, no way you can go to a random bar and no one would know where the fuck you are. You could do whatever you wanted
No,
at
I'm
this.
talking about like, no, like, just in general, though, in general, media, like at least media has galvanized to really be transparent. What kind of a gay person would you be back then? Would you be enabled? I strongly believe that, like, you know, I started
I'll
watching
be
Pose
DL,
Joker.
DL.
You're still kind of DL if you think about it.
I mean,
It
if
is
you think about
DL.
it,
It is definitely DL because y'all don't see the other person.
you wouldn't go back. I mean, I'm not saying for like the obviously. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Like, yeah, I want to go back. I don't want to go back to the 80s because of the AIDS epidemic. Like, obviously, there was bad things going on, or I don't want to go back to this time because of, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like for our, especially Americans, I hate the fact that we can't separate the trauma with what was going on. Not that we necessarily have to, but like there's always a fantasy of being like, oh, I would go back in time, and it's like the
I
Renaissance. But like
would.
for us, if I say I want to go back to the 50s, if a bitch start driving dressing like she's from the 50s, now it's racism. Or you know, like it's like we can't go
Yes.
back. Something between the 1900s
In
and
a
us.
perfect world, yeah, I would love to go back. But I feel like if I had to go back to a time era, oh my God, I feel like as much as I am like, you know, a roaring wild, rambunctious
You give 20s. You
person.
don't think you give 20s, 30s?
I definitely was gonna say I'm definitely more
Like
like early.
prohibition,
I'm
kind of
definitely giving,
sneaky.
I definitely give that because I don't think I'm like the hyper 70s, like sex 60s. No, I think I definitely am more into like, you know, the time where like, you know, just like shiver, like acts of service and like there was like I don't want to say morals but there was like roaring 20s like again things were happening
Chivalry.
like things were happening like people were like obviously getting drunk beyond belief and being rambunctious but they were keeping it behind closed doors. It wasn't like, you know, it was that tongue in cheek almost. I like that t sense of reality a little bit. But if you think about it, we're technically in the roaring 20s again. Life repeats itself, and we're in the 20s again. And
Great Depression, part two.
I feel like we're in a Great Depression. I feel like we're just like in a space where like everyone's pretending like nothing is happening when really like no one
Just
has
bad
money.
boots, bitch.
Girl, everyone's like losing jobs. Everyone, oh my God, work is just so much, right, y'all? I'm talking, this is where I say y'all to the listener because I hope you have a job.
I hope you don't. Actually, I hope you don't have a job. I hope you. Hope you don't need a
Well,
job, and I hope that you know, have so much money that you can share it with your girl at Need a Parish, y'all.
Yeah, send the new pairs money at WDDI podcast.
She'll never get it. So I was at a professional development, right, training, and you know, one of the people top execs is retiring, right? And she starts this, you know, emotional tirade about all the things that she couldn't do, like technology and all these things, but that she would never let anyone outwork her. So there was definitely some beauty into it, right? A lovely message, but she was like, don't let anyone outwork you. And I was just so confused. And I was like, who are you talking to?
I don't want
I don't want to work like
to
that. Like, that is, that's what I say, like, their mindset, or boomers or Generation X or whoever, their mindset is just so warped. I'm like, I don't want to work. I don't give a
I
fuck about
mean,
working. And it's no shade to anyone. Like, I, if I didn't, if I, I'm only doing this because I have to. Like, I don't have a job because I'm like, bitch, I love working.
I do treat like a job. Well, like I said, I genuinely, I feel like I like you. I am very passionate about a lot of things, so I definitely like the things that I do. But I do sometimes. I think it's I was something I've taken from now on in my job that has acquired me some level of respect. Is I will literally just say, I'm doing y'all a favor here, y'all. Like, let's be clear here. There's areas of where things could be better. There's areas where finances could be spent better, and you need to now allow me to invest in that and get paid for that. And it's like you really have to like fight for everything, because I realize now there is money, but they won't give it to you until you seem worthy or you pass some sort of like psych test
Secret
that you're.
initiation, yeah.
It does feel like that sometimes, but now like. I feel like there's checks and balances to everything, but navigating work has just been so very much that. But treating a job like, hey, you're lucky that you have me right here. That's very fair. And that's how I've been approaching it. Like, you are very lucky that I'm doing
No
this.
doubt. I'm like the head of the department now, and they're like, you're not, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't want, you can take this position away. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Like, who's gonna
I
do it? Who's
like
gonna do
you,
it?
okay, take it away. Like, I'm fine. Like, it's no shade. Like, I don't want to work harder. Like, you giving me more responsibilities and saying, oh, new title. And I don't care.
I hope the Gen Z does not rebrand. No, millennials were the first ones that are like, no, we don't have to do it.
Working.
We don't
You know
want to.
why? It's because we truly bought into, because we were in that Y2K earlier generation of future. Like, we really bought into the future. We really thought the Jetsons or Xenon or all that shit was gonna happen. Like, bitch, and one day I'm gonna be on a ship not working. So like, it's fine.
Take it back. Take it all back.
Take it bad. Like, it's so bad out here. Super lame.
But I think about it. It's about like my therapist always says. It's about always like centering yourself in a person of who you want to be, and decide what decisions make sense for you, and what actions align with your goals, and end up in a better space.
And make sure that space is safe and free from corruption. That's what I wish for everyone,
I just want people to make better decisions. Just like really go back to that child. Imagine if it's true, like the worst kinds of people in the world are probably just like fighting the most deep, weirdest
I
inner
know I
traumas.
saw something on the highway that just disturbed me today.
What?
So here I am driving on a highway in Maryland, right? So, that
Already
doesn't.
scary.
First of all, y'all know DC drivers and Virginia drivers are worse than Maryland, so don't even play with us. Let's be very clear. Don't play with us.
Spoken like a Maryland driver.
I'm
Actually, spoken like a North Carolina driver, because you don't
a
drive anywhere.
Maryland. I drive like a Maryland.
You're a Virginia driver.
I saw something so disturbing because it's a normal highway. So, like, what would I find disturbing? I was driving. I guess it was traffic, but I was driving, and a little car had their hand out. And it's just a little hand like this, just flipping
At
them
you?
off. No, just to everyone. Mind you, there was like no cars. There was no one around this car. So I was confused. That's why I was looking. I was like, is this person just waving around their middle finger angrily and no one's around them? Are they angry at traffic? Are they angry that life is going on? I don't know. It's Aries season. It's a new lunar cycle in Libra, y'all. So things are a little changey, a little gaggy right now. But like that's always so concerning. I always try to be like kind and be like, what happened to you? Like what went on for you to feel like that is the reaction? Like I could have never imagined just flipping people off or anyone. Just I don't know. I don't get it, I guess, but you know.
Yes, that's concerning. My first initial reaction, if I saw that, would be to slow down and to like distance myself from that person immediately, because they're probably like literally like warning you, like, "Hey, I'm about to like cause an accident or something. Like, fuck y'all, I'm
I
killing
like
this
that you
woman."
immediately think like someone's gonna kill you. I love that.
Yeah, like clap if you thought you that was that's where that was gonna go. What did you think that was? Oh, you thought they were just like, "Hey, yeah, I'm like riding,
No,
yeah,
I was
like."
just like, oh, they're mad.
Meet
I'm
every
not at me.
day.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'd never
Yeah.
think that's gonna happen to me. I mean, they can do that to everyone else, but it's not gonna happen to me. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
If they're going 70 on a highway and they decide to slam the brakes, I don't know. These people are crazy. Just the topic of today was life's lifing. But as long as you're literally loving yourself through the process, it makes life a lot better.
And like actually love yourself, not that fake bullshit.
Love yourself like we love food and great nights out and
And
great
money.
drinks and money and
am not, I learned throughout going out. I went out to Alexandria, Old Town Alexandria, for the first
I
time.
could
Going
definitely see myself living in Old Town. Old Town was cute. I liked it. To a
like
point where, yeah, I could definitely see a little bit more juice, you know, in the thing.
Jews.
Where, like, you know, like I definitely think it lacks a little bit in the diversity department, but I feel like,
It gave too much Hallmark. That's not shady. I think it's cute, quaint. Like, when
yes.
you like
But
go visit
I do
somewhere there.
love, I just
I wouldn't
do
want to live there
love.
though. It gave brick, it gave Hallmark, it gave Lifetime movie set.
I
It's cute though. I
liked,
love the
I
bars. The food
loved.
ate down. First of all, the food,
The
I get
food was
people
so
always
good. And
say time. DC's food is not good. There's no good food in DC. You gotta go to Maryland, you gotta go to Virginia, you gotta go anywhere else but DC.
what did you think about that guy, John, Gordon Ramsay Andres, saying, like, "Oh, DC has the best food"? Da, 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 da. Like, I was like,
Like
girl.
where?
I mean, the outskirts has great food, but I mean, there's pockets of good food, but
It's
there is not,
pockets.
no, but the consistency of good food is not here.
Right, you can't just
Because
go to any restaurant and it'd be good. I hate that.
it's just like very much eat with your eyes in DC, I think.
Definitely aesthetic.
I love like North Carolina. You know, North Carolina had great consistent food. Mimi's Kitchen, all the things that we were provided for in North Carolina Greensboro at our university was literally good. Okay, we had good food everywhere in North Carolina, so I don't want to hear it. It is
I didn't think
possible
it was
for
good
everyone.
then, but when I moved, I was like, damn, I could go anywhere in North Carolina and
Y'all
eat.
can say something. Yeah. Y'all can say anything about North Carolina, but the food is something you
You
cannot
gonna
step
eat. That's all
on.
I can tell you.
Yes. I love that. Oh my God. I mean, I genuinely think that DC scene is so dry. The dating scene is really so sexually oriented. Like, and not just so sex oriented. It is so like metropolitan, and like, again, the metropolitan being very like white aesthetic. But like just like being very like just like up and pristine, all the bars are like just having the same consistent people there, no shade. And so there's great people all around, but like honestly, like where is the diversity and like the like where can you find like the I mean there are beer happy hours, right? Or
Uproar.
there are like, you know, Latin nights and like, you know, there is fireplace. So there's reggaeton brown.
Yeah, catch us at Cohai
No,
Day
but can we
in
talk about, I
June.
just heard that there's another Cava closing on A Street. The
Oh,
Cava
God.
girl, are you, oh, y'all keep building these. Okay, let's look. I'm gonna look at the
Cava
camera
don't
that
give. No shade.
Cava does not give, no shade. Maybe that's why it's closing. But why are y'all building these more and more of these luxury buildings if everything's closing down, girl?
Where y'all go eat?
Where are you gonna go grocery shopping? Where are you gonna buy clothes? Where are you gonna go get anything? Are we gonna just live in an
Who's
Amazon's
gonna clean your
world?
toilets, Donald Trump?
In the sense that What is going on? Like, it's very dystopian to see a bunch of construction workers building and risking their lives to make these paper thin walls. And at the same time, you see businesses closing down. Am I supposed to be investing in this? This is leading to something, y'all. Mark my words, no shade.
Mark them, honey. And while you're marking them, mark your calendars for April 5th at JR's. You can catch me again for our RuPaul Drag Race viewing party. It'll be the finale or reunion or something. So something juicy, Diva. And I'll be performing new content from Cowboy Carter Act 2 out now. Go ahead and stream it. We also have our reggaeton brunch on April 13th. Y'all already know the vibes. We got big groups coming, so get your tickets because it's about to sell out, Diva.
Yeah,
Okay.
no shade. We just got a reservation, a big reservation, y'all. So just FYI.
And we also have our brunch the next Saturday, 420. Y'all already know what the vibes are. Bring the green. And by green, I do mean cash for the divas. But also weed, because we got your gifts and it's gonna be a lit brunch, literally. And then the night before, on April 19th, you can catch us for the album premiere of the To Tortured Poets Department version 69 trivia at Coop in Columbia Heights, hosted by your girl Nunu Paris, with performances by your girl Nunu Paris. And you can come get your life with us this April. And we got many more events on the way, so
Oh
stay
my
tuned.
God, April is stacked. Stacked.
It's that up like my ass. Give me the loop.
Are you gonna even sleep in April?
My gosh.
Where can they find me? In therapy, bettering myself every day. You can find me at Wait Don't Do a Podcast, of course, on all the TikTok, or maybe TikTok, you never know what happens there. And then you can find me at Nunu Paris's place.
And make sure you follow your girl at New Paris, y'all, on the fucking medias, all the things, all the TikToks, Instagrams, Twitter. Y'all already know the vibes. And we thank you for listening and engaging. And we can't wait for you to hear another episode. This has been Wait, Don't Do It.
Oh my God. Bye,
Wait,
y'all.
actually, I
Love
want to ask you a
y'all.
question.
Okay. Oh, well, it was coming back.
Which is the easiest thing for you to do? Lie, cheat, betray, or steal?
Lie, cheat,
Betray
betray,
or
or
steal.
steal. Oh, I can't lie. We're shit, so I'm not a liar. Betray. Ooh, depends on who I'm betraying. Like if it's in a, like oh I that's a hard one for me. Steal.
You've done it.
As a kid, yeah. So I definitely think that's up there. And then was the other one?
Betray,
A cheat.
cheat.
I cheat. I cannot cheat on somebody.
So the ant you're choosing steal.
And the most one I could definitely do is steal, but I couldn't steal now in day in my adult life. No, I couldn't because that would lead me to lie, and I can't lie.
Oh my God, what are you
It's
saying?
easy to steal when I was a chubby kid and no one paid attention to me. What do you? What would you? What was the easiest thing for you to do? No, you answer that question too,
I
sweetie.
know it'd be funny if we just do that question and then goes into.
No, but what's yours?
Oh, lie. Duh. I love lying. Lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off.
And
Wait, right during the podcast, someone got stuck in the elevator right outside your door.
yes, and that's happened to me here too. So I was like, girl, I relate. I just thought something like usually most of the time it'll do that, and then like no fire department comes, so it ends up working and people pulled in and then goes off. But this is just this person has not turned it off. You can actually turn it off too once you get help. So
Oh my God, wait, you got stuck in the elevator?
yes. So I apologize. What I thought the place was burning, and I was about to have to take my pet in my arms.
We gotta record an episode. Fuck that fire. Okay.
it.